Okay, so I'm sitting here with Wanga Furman, as I said in the intro. We just want to share with you our thoughts, or his thoughts rather, and feelings and everything else around the elections of 2019. And so here he is. If I'm shaking and I'm sounding weird, it's because, you know what? It is weird. This is my partner, but he's also an intellectual, a politician, and I value his judgment. I listen to him quite a lot when it comes to politics, not only of South Africa, but also global politics. So, Budwanga, how are you? Are you as nervous as I am?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Well, any interview makes one nervous anyway.
Yeah, but this is weird. Oh my
So
God.
it just be unfair if one says you are not nervous.
Yeah,
But
okay.
I'm good. I'm
Okay,
good.
cool. Okay, so let's just get straight to it. I just want to start with us as individuals. So you as an individual, as a citizen of South Africa, you've been voting. This is the sixth time that South Africans have been voting. And I take it you've been voting for the past six times of elections. What is happening to you now? What's your thought process? What are you feeling? What are you thinking? 2019 elections, and they're the most dynamic elections I've ever seen. I mean, we are on edge. You didn't sleep last night watching that Gauteng, the most contested province ever. So what's your take me through your headspace? What are you feeling? What are you thinking?
Any election, especially this one, is a difficult election. Elections deals with emotions, and everyone before they go and vote, they have to make that crucial decision as to. I used to vote for this party, but this is what has been happening. I have not had the privilege of benefiting from the delivery as an individual. So if I vote now, is it going to help me? Will I have that privilege to benefit from that party? But sometimes also you vote because you are loyal to
The
the
party.
party and so on, and you're also thinking of if you give the party another chance, that party might be in a position to deliver. But selfishness aside of individual, in actual fact, this is one hell of a big emotional election for everyone.
No. I also, I was telling members in my group that I actually didn't realize how these elections have affected me. Remember, I've been avoiding news. You know better than anybody.
I saw it.
But only this week, the rallies, the two rallies, I went crazy, and this whole week just took me through an emotional roller coaster, a logical roller coaster, if there's such a thing. So I don't know exactly how I truly feel, and we'll talk about the party I voted for a bit later, but I just want to just get a sense of what was in you as an individual, in your mind and in your heart. What are these elections telling you about A, the maturity of South Africans as voters? Be the maturity of political parties as well, because you know, as political parties, we grow and we mature, and as individuals, we grow and mature, and as citizens, collectively and individually, we grow and mature. You mentioned now that we vote for people at an individual level. That for me is very, it's a problematic because politics should serve the collective more than the individual. So, what are your thoughts about collective versus individual? As I vote, should I have an individual in my mind or a collective in my mind?
You see, this is the thing. People, individuals want preferred leaders, and then others want, if you talk of a collective, then obviously we'll talk of a party. But then again, it's a matter of where, in what space is that party? Let's make an example. There are issues of corruption that are floating around now, There are issues of non-delivery that are floating around.
Mm-hmm.
And there are issues of parties that people don't trust because they are angry, and because they are disgruntled and all those kind of things.
Mm.
So people are thinking, in that party, I like that person.
Mm.
That person might have the power to push the collective to deliver as according to the trust that the voters have placed in that person.
Okay.
And then again, it's a matter of, has the party, as you asked, as you really spoke of maturity, has the party in itself matured?
Mm.
Because we are 25 years into democracy.
Mm.
And people are complaining of the same issues over and over again. Mm. And of late, the issue that really became the dominant issue became the corruption issue, and the land issue.
Mm.
And then again, that is one other big question as to how do we deal with the issue of land?
Mm.
But the immediate smaller issues, we want roads.
Mm.
As you've checked in the news, we want roads, we want employment, we want houses, we want work for our children.
There
are parents who vote not because
water.
They vote, they want to benefit, but because their children must benefit.
Mm.
Hence, I'm saying the emotions behind
are individual.
Because how does my child benefit? Because the child next door is either linked to that political party and that child gets a job.
Mm.
And then my child here, who is linked to another political party,
does not
get a job.
Mm.
So is the party that you're voting for all, or is it for just certain people, or is it individuals that make it for certain people?
Mm.
So it's also those kind of things. So people, you wrestle with a lot of emotions as to where do I go?
Mm.
And if I go to a minority party,
I'm
not going to benefit because these people are not going to have the power to give what I want.
Mm.
So I'd rather bet my money on the horse that is going to win.
Mm.
But then that horse, will it run the course to take me along?
You know, speaking of 25 years, you mentioned 25 years. Politically speaking, and global political speaking, is 25 years long. And now we're talking ANC. I mean, ANC has been ruling for the past 25 years, or governing for the past, because ruling is a whole other ballgame.
Yeah.
Is 25 years long, or is it short?
You see, South Africa is very, very, very impatient.
Yo, people are going to kill you. I am not endorsing that.
South Africa is a very impatient country. There are countries who really started to make a mark in really creating a delivering democracy within their 50 years of being in power and even more.
Mm.
Now, South Africa... Let me raise this issue. We don't understand how traumatized we are.
Yeah, that's true.
We are very much traumatized. We come from a system that was brutal, system that was brutalized, that exploited us, that really thinks
psychologically
like,
shaped
nothing
slim
of
men.
Us.
Yeah.
So we are saying that party, that system served individuals.
Mm.
Yeah, that system served individuals. So now the party that we trust with our votes.
Mm.
Why can't that party also serve us?
Mm.
You must remember we have affirmative actions, we have triple PEEs and so on, but there are still people who are complaining that they are not benefiting from the from these policies and all of that.
Mm.
And it's for connected people.
Mm.
So the issue is, now, globally, do we really match the standard?
Mm.
25 years is not much.
Yeah, but okay, so I know when you say 25 years is not much, you are probably talking about the West and the East, probably. But if we look at the history of African countries, I mean, I don't want to butcher numbers, but South Africa is the last to be liberated, right?
Yeah.
And we have countries that have been liberated for years and years, and they're not stable. I know that plays into other dynamics, but it's not short either. 25 years might not be long, but it's not short either. How long should it take? Is it supposed to be 60 years? Because in as much as it is short, there has to be some form of progress that we can point to and say, okay, this has changed.
Yeah.
What can you point to that has changed when as an individual?
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. You are right when you said 25 years is not short either.
Mm.
But if we look at where we are right now,
yeah.
We have been taken to from a point where you could not even use the word race, mm. and then you'll be punished for it.
Mm.
You could not even walk on the same pavement mm. with a white person,
okay.
and then you'll be punished for it. These are things that people are, might probably say that they are trivial, but yeah, these are very important things. People don't look at these things. Yeah, they might say they are trivial, but they are very big things.
Okay.
And right now, people can protest against a government that they have elected.
Mm.
Leave the brutality of individual police and all those kind of
mm.
things. But the government is also saying you are free to protest.
Mm.
You are free to associate with anyone.
Mm.
You are free to start a political party.
Mm.
Hence you find there are so many 48 mm. political parties,
mm.
you know. There's no law that bars anyone from starting a political
mm.
party because it's your democratic right to start a political
mm.
party. In the same way that it's your democratic right to start a business and mm. be supported by the business. And
mm.
if you don't get business from government, you can even protest and even take government to court for
really?
That.
Really?
You know,
mm.
you can even take government to court. In the same way that if you look at Lindelani,
mm.
there are a lot of foreign nationals that gets deported. I remember there was a time.
Lindelani. What is Lindelani?
Lindelani is when these foreign nationals mm. were sort of illegal
is
in the
not
country.
Is it called Lindela?
What? Yeah.
Yeah, Lindelani. Okay.
Lindela. Mm. So they are housed there,
mm.
and there was a time I remember they took our government to court. And they have won, you know.
Yeah.
That's the nature of our constitution.
Okay.
So as a result, a lot of people have won
mm.
a lot of rights.
Okay.
But the issue is now, how do we change people's lives?
Mm.
And in that 25 years, you must also remember, we took over a country that was really indebted.
Mm.
We took over a country that was riddled with corruption already.
Mm.
And then we added on that corruption.
Mm.
So now what should be happening now is we just need to put a stop to all those type of corruptions. We need to be a government for the people.
Yeah.
Because we are voted by the people, by the way. So
mm-hmm.
we are saying government for the people, by the people.
Mm.
So right now we need to be for the people. We need to go out there.
Mm.
We need to deliver to everyone, irrespective of whether someone voted ATM, EFF, good,
mm.
or
mm.
whoever. That person is a citizen.
Mm. It's hard for you to separate politics from ANC. Because you're now speaking like an ANC person. Guys, I told him to be neutral. AM Sula, but anyway, you are listening.
No, actually, I'm trying to be neutral.
No, you actually... it's very hard. Okay. So in your opinion, okay, I just want to close this 25 years debate.
Mm.
So in your own honest opinion, Wong, 25 years of ANC rule, do you think we've done well or we... Okay, let me rephrase it. In your opinion, is it short or is it long? Or is it just right? Based on what you think we have done or
instead,
the ANC has done.
Instead, mm. let me answer the question this way.
Mm.
We cannot celebrate that we have delivered.
Yeah, because we haven't.
But we can say, we can acknowledge
mm.
that we have made strides
okay.
towards delivery.
Mm.
But
mm.
there's no way we can really celebrate and say, we have done what
mm.
was supposed to be done
mm.
in these 25 years.
Mm. Mm.
Instead, we have tried
mm.
to go there. And
mm.
that is why you find people fighting and protesting and complaining,
mm.
and even people not wanting to vote.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, what I can give to the ANC, honestly, is what you spoke to, about the freedom, you know, the freedom,
yeah.
freedom of movement, of speech, of being who you truly are.
We've stabilized the
yeah,
goals.
And also political yeah. stability. I voted for ANC. People know. I've spoken about it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And the whole political stability. That is brilliant. The economy is a whole other ballgame because we have a very complex system, and also
yeah.
we are the only African country that still lives with the so-called. Okay, it's not so-called. They're oppressors. And therefore, our dynamic is completely different. So I want to move on to other questions that I've written here. And it has to do, obviously, with other political parties. So my daughter, Figeni, when we were watching the analysis and stuff, as they were counting, he said something along the lines of EFF having reached its growth maturity. And I don't know if I'm paraphrasing him, but I know that's, I'm paraphrasing,
yeah.
But I know that's what he said, that in terms of growth, this is it for EFF. What does he mean? Or what do you think he's talking to? And yeah, you know, be neutral. Please don't lambast them.
No, listen. I have respect for the EFF.
Okay, cool. Mm.
They came onto the scene and they raised critical issues. But the manner in which they raised those critical issues, those are the issues that really, really are speaking to. The EFF is, like right now, the EFF will probably have about 43, 45 seats in Parliament.
Yeah, about 45.
So
yeah.
It has grown. But has it really grown? Or was it just an advantage of low voter turnout? Because people are angry. That is what you must remember. People are angry. So a whole lot of other people boycotted the polls. And the EFF has worked very hard to make sure that whatever crumbs of votes fall, they fall on their lap. So to a point that if our democracy our delivery system was in such a way that the EFF would not have grown beyond this, the 6% that they had prior.
Yeah, no, but then, so you basically know. You are attributing EFF's growth to ANC's mess.
To the ANC's mess.
Okay.
You know. Yeah. So
you don't think Bona as a political party stand a chance based on their own policies, manifestos, and what they stand for?
No, they don't. They don't stand a chance because people don't subscribe. To all of that. People listen to the rhetoric, but they don't subscribe to all of that. But also people are saying, we are prepared to either give them that vote for as long as we are going to punish the party that has failed us, according to the people. So imagine if the ANC tomorrow just turns everything around. And then the EFF will be stuck or even go down from the current seats that they are going to get.
Oh, I see. So Soma Dr. Figeni is probably speaking from the mess of the ANC. So if ANC stabilizes and delivers where it needs to deliver, do you think Ukuthi EFF might win? Unless, because he mentioned something like if they change some of their rhetoric and some of their, what's the word he used? Their combative ways, their militant ways of doing things and be more inclusive. Almost like how the ANC is.
Exactly. Let me make an example. You can't go on radio. And this is me now trying to, I'm not lambasting the EFF. When somebody calls in the leader of a party and says to the leader of the party that in those days, when you sold out, you took our votes and shared them with the DA. We would have necklaced you. And then you say, yeah, but I would have put four necklaces on you even before you put one necklace
on you. Why have I never seen that interview?
It was on 702.
Okay.
So what is happening is, those are the kind of emotions, because you can't have an emotional leader that responds to those people. Instead, you explain to that person, we had to take our votes and give them to them to the DA on these conditions. And if it does not work, we simply pull out and go elsewhere. Because this is a democratic country. You can speak and sit with everyone, but it's also an issue of ideology.
Yeah. That
do our ideology really mix?
What is EFF's ideology? Because when I get confused, do you know it? Because sometimes I get very, very confused. I'm not sure if I can even say it here because I don't want to say something wrong. But when a person, do you know it? You know what do they stand for? What's their manifesto? What is it?
Lebo, it's the EFF. Let me say, they're raising critical issues in their manifesto.
Okay.
But their ideology, they have a mixed ideology. They are Marxist-Leninist. They are Sankarist. They are Fanonist. At one point, they want to be black conscious. And then one point, they want to be liberal as well. And then they want to appear as nationalist. You know. So to a point that you, as a person that really sits and analyzes as to, do I have a room or a space in the EFF? And then you find yourself, but my ideology does not mix with their ideology. And the fact that if you are saying you are a Marxist-Leninist, why would you hate the Communist Party? You know, you instead you would want to work with the Communist Party because it's a Marxist-Leninist organization.
What, the SACP?
You know, the SACP, exactly. You know, it's a Marxist-Leninist organization.
Yeah, you know, there are no communists in South Africa, eh? For real.
But yeah, I am. I'm one. I'm one of them. I'm actually totally against the mixed economy situation,
man,
of the ANC. But
yeah.
I can live with it because our democracy is still too young.
Okay. Topic for another day. All right. So let's come into another thing that I've observed throughout this election week and the rise of Freedom from Front Plus. Identity politics, or rather racial politics. The rise of Freedom Front Plus. Why? How? What happened? I mean, we didn't see that coming. What do you think it talks to in terms of South Africa as a country and South Africa's dynamics and race dynamics, and also Freedom Front Plus versus DA?
You know, race politics in this country will never end.
They will. Maybe not in our lifetime.
In 500 years, yeah.
No, maybe less.
You know.
Maybe 100 years. Remember, things move faster. As technology grows, things move faster. Yeah. Things that used to take 50 years now take 10 years. It will move faster.
You know, you must remember, Freedom Front Plus stands for Afrikanerdom.
Yeah.
They are protecting of the interest of the Afrikaners.
Mm.
And there are white people in the DA that has felt that, look, the DA is selling out. Because the DA doesn't have a clear position on the land question.
Okay.
Because the ANC and the EFF are agreeing on the land question. Mm. But where they differ is how to implement
it's
how, it.
It's there, yeah.
And the Freedom of Land Plus has one simple, straightforward thing. Mm. We do not agree with land expropriation.
Okay. Mm.
Because their members are farmers. Their members are commercial farmers, you know.
And businessmen also, as well, who sit in land people. That they own and all that, yeah.
Exactly,
okay.
You know. So when the DA could not give a fight back, I'm deliberately using the word fight back on that rhetoric, and then those people decided. And also, you must also remember, the DA is moving more towards wooing black votes.
Mm.
And white people do not feel comfortable with black people in their space.
Not all. Not all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Someone's knocking. Let me.